Everyone has doubts at one time or another. Someone has said that there are two kinds of fools. The one fool doubts nothing, and the other fool doubts everything. There was a time when a disciple had to deal with doubt. On the day of the resurrection, on the first day of the week, it was a time when they began to ask themselves exactly what happened. And then Jesus appeared to them, but not to all of them. Let's read about it in John, the 20th chapter and the 19th verse. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his sides. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said unto them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive you the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were inside, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst of them, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach forth your finger, and behold my hands, and reach forth your hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But they are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Jesus knew that they would have doubts because they were confused about all the events. And what had happened was so incredible that a person would naturally say, I have to see that to believe it. But Jesus came to them, not scolding them for their fear, not reprimanding them for their doubts, but showing them his hands and his side. And with Thomas, we call him Doubting Thomas. I don't think he was any different than the others. I think they were all in a state of disbelief. I'm not going to believe that unless I can put my fingers in the holes in his hands. And Jesus came in and said, Look, look, here are the holes in my hands. Put your hand in my side. Doubts fled away. Jesus said, More blessed than those disciples are we who believe in Jesus Christ and in his resurrection than those to whom he showed those physical proofs. Well, how did Thomas deal with that? How did he take that message of the resurrection out to the whole world? He offered up his life. He said, Here, this is the truth. This is what I saw. This is what I observed. And you can kill me, and I will stand by that story. I'll give my life up for this testimony. And the testimony of God was more important to him than his very own life. Father in heaven, these things were written so that I may believe. I do believe in Jesus. I believe in his resurrection because of these people who took that message out into the world and gave up their very lives to show that what they were saying was true. And the Holy Spirit affirms that in my soul, in my spirit, that Jesus is raised from the dead and I have hope because he lives, I will live. In Jesus' name, amen.